It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show.
And let's go! Checking in at
number 5.
Senator McCain has joined the chorus of those saying that James Comey's memo has escalated President Trump's latest controversy to Nixonian levels. McCain was speaking to CBS News' Bob Schieffer as he was about to receive an award during the International Republican Institute's 2017 Freedom Dinner. I've never heard of that, the International Republican
Freedom
Institute.
Dinner. Oh, okay.
Trump's new scandal is, as he said, not good for America.
Bob, the only thing I can say is I think we've seen this movie before. I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple of other scandals that you and I have seen. It's a centipede that the shoe continues to drop. And every couple of days, there's a new aspect of this really unhappy situation.
Mm-hmm. However, he's rejected any calls to impeach. A lot of people saying we're getting ahead of things here
yeah.
when you start talking those words and
right.
using that word in particular.
Well, you have to prove that the president intended to interrupt the investigation. Now, that would have to that and now that you've got Robert Mueller, former FBI director, on the case as a special counsel, I think America should feel, I feel, better now. I feel like there's an adult in the room who is apolitical, who can look at this, you know, by the law and, you know, who did what, and hopefully he'll have the kind of staff and the kind of resources available to him to be able to do this thoroughly and quickly. Because I don't think that the country can stand a 3-year-long investigation or 2-year-long investigation or even a 1-year-long investigation. It might take that, but I think the best case scenario is they get this done in the next 6 months and we're able to move on. We'll see. Here's more of McCain.
None of us, no matter what our political leanings are, no matter how we feel about Trump, feel this is not good for America. We've got a crowded agenda. I have to honestly speak to truth to my Republican friends. I don't see how you can say that just the confirmation of Judge Gorsuch is enough of a record for us to stand before the American people in 2018.
Oh, he's got an excellent point there. It seems like all the business in Washington that really affects people's lives comes to a grinding halt when you spend all your time, you know, dealing with these kinds of issues, this
right.
noise. And so it's in good hands with this special prosecutor and move on. He'll let us know. We'll see.
Yeah, get back to us.
Get back to us, Robert Mueller.
Yeah. Call me.
Number 4.
Here's the president today at the graduation ceremony, U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. The president said to the graduating midshipmen of the Coast Guard Academy, stand up to your foes, and then said this.
Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
Who's he talking about? Them? They're, them or him?
Well, him. And this is... I saw this, and it's a mouth-drop-open moment. As a matter of fact, I've seen my dentist about the Trump administration because I think I'm getting TMJ
right.
from my mouth
starts
constantly.
Starts locking up a little bit.
Agape. There is... the people, the men and women of the Coast Guard, it's one of those organizations in the government that it's a military organization, essentially, because it goes out, it's heavily armed, fairly well equipped, and these guys go out, the men and women of the Coast Guard go out every day and risk their lives on the high seas and the inland oceans of, if you will, the inland seas of America on the Great Lakes in really adverse weather conditions. They go out and they save tons of people. Mm-hmm. They have the best helicopter pilots. I would put a Coast Guard helicopter pilot up against any helicopter pilot in any military organization in the United States or anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They are trained to be able to handle circumstances that and to be able to operate that piece of machinery in environments that are if in battle they would ground the fleet for that. These guys can't ground the fleet. They have to go up in it. They are absolutely amazing heroes. They go out in the high seas and they have to commandeer boats and ships that are coming in with all kinds of stuff on them. They have to make sure that, you know, that there isn't human trafficking and drugs and stuff like that. And the president did comment on all of this today, and I thought in a very, very nice way. But then for him to turn it on himself and turn it as a point of, hey, poor me, worst treated president ever. Well, I could think of four presidents who didn't survive their presidency because somebody else took them out of it that were treated worse. And I can also think of a circumstance here where there are presidents who have tried to do the right thing and been filleted for it or been accused of things that were outlandish and ridiculous. For example, you know, Barack Obama accused by Donald Trump of being born in Kenya, right? And keeping that story alive for 18 months. In these last 120 days, 117, I think it is now, mm-hmm. days in office, the president's the wounds are mostly self-inflicted.
And some of it's political, right? Some of these things happen, some are self-inflicted.
All right, but and the major ones, which one is political?
It's hard to know at this point, isn't it? I mean, that's why, you know, you've got Mueller involved in this whole thing. It's sorted out.
I don't think that the Russian investigation is political. I think...
Well, it might not have to do directly with the president, though, and I think that's the issue there.
Well, we'll find that out.
Right.
But to use the graduation of these you know young men and women they've gone to a great program at the you know a military academy at the USCGA,
mm-hmm.
it is an amazing these are great patriots, and these are people who are actually going to risk their lives for the United States of America, and you need to be respectful and not make it all about yourself.
The boastful moments did kind of rub a lot of people, including myself, the wrong way. It was,
Yeah, talking about all the great things he's done.
Answer the news of the day and your own problems.
Right. All right. We'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Violetta Potomatic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Weeknights WGN Evening News has added another hour at 6 p.m. Mark Sapelsa, Micah Mater, Tom Skilling, and Dan Rohn will all be there for you. WGN TV Evening News at 6 on weeknights.
Number 3.
Moving along. Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, says that her husband suffered a concussion last season. Gisele revealed the news in an interview with Charlie Rose on CBS This Morning. Now, Brady did not miss any games due to the injury last season, and the Patriots never listed him on an injury report with a concussion.
Ruh-roh.
For the past 4 years, yet she said this.
Yes. Are you trying to get him to retire?
You know, I just have to say, as a wife, I'm a little bit, you know, it's as you know, it's not the most like... let's say an aggressive sport, right? Football, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk about, but he does have concussions. And I don't really think it's a healthy thing for your body to go through like a, you know, through that kind of aggression, like all the time. That could not be healthy for you, right? And I'm planning on having him be healthy and do a lot of fun things when we're like 100, I hope.
That's a problem,
isn't it?
It's
safe to say that concussions are not good.
And that you're not supposed to play NFL rules kind of thing if you have one?
Well, she just busted open. This now becomes a Patriots scandal because the Patriots, there's an NFL concussion protocol. And she even said it right there. We're not supposed to talk about it. She just said it on CBS News.
Don't talk about this out loud. Oh, wait.
Is this
gun tape?
I am supermodel. This is really... This causes a problem, right? Because now the NFL has to go back to the Patriots to go, wait, did he have a concussion last year?
It's also on the NFL, too. I mean, they have their own doctor on the sideline as well, and they have two medical doctors up in the booth that are supposed to spot anything wrong. It's on both of them. Or Tom Brady never told any of them he had a concussion.
You think Tom Brady made it up because he went, you know, do men do this to when you're kind of annoyed with your spouse? You just say, I got this terrible headache.
Played through a concussion, no big deal, Gisele. Played through a couple concussions.
Don't bother me.
I got a concussion right now. Leave me alone.
Right.
It's like, he has many concussions.
Every other week he's got a concussion. He can't do anything around the house. He just lays
oh,
there.
Oh, not tonight,
he
honey. I've got
to
a concussion.
Mother's house. He had a concussion. I asked him
got
to
another
go
one of those concussions. Sorry, babe.
He's going to go to the grocery store. He's got a concussion.
You know what? Could you take care of the kids? I got a concussion.
Number two.
Texas man is suing a woman he went on a date with for a price of a movie ticket after he said that she texted throughout the film left him in the theater. He filed the claim for $17.31 last week. 37-year-old said he met the woman online, of course. They went to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, gigantic hit. He said the 35-year-old woman refused to stop texting. He said that he suggests she step outside to text, and the woman then left the theater and never returned.
Oh, ouch.
It's a principled action against a person who exhibited really insulting behavior towards me and towards everyone else. At this point, I decided to file a lawsuit, and here's why. No personal responsibility. It was the friend. It was the phone. It was you. It's nonsense. It's nonsense.
He seems like he'd be fun to go on a date with, doesn't he?
I think they're both.
Personal responsibility. It's tops for me.
This is...
But she was actually at fault.
This is an a-hole and a-hole crime is what this is right here.
These so two no are kind of no victims.
No victims here, right? Mm-hmm. This is these
move
two.
Along.
These two deserve each other. And a guy who would waste the time of a court
to
bring a $17 lawsuit is everybody's got a screw loose here.
Come on.
All right, and finally,
number one.
Sadie Sogard has learned, she's 3 years old, has learned the heartbreak of being a diehard baseball fan. She's the daughter of Milwaukee Brewers infielder Eric Sogard. And she thought her dad was about to be a hero after he hit a go-ahead home run in the top of the 10th inning against the Padres Monday night. However, San Diego's Hunter Renfroe answered with a game-winning two-run homer in the bottom of the inning, leaving the little three-year-old devastated.
Why did the Padres win? They hit a home run at the very end, so they won. It's okay. We can win the next one.
What? Daddy got a home run, too.
Daddy did get a home run, too, baby. Daddy hit his home run, and then the Padres hit a home run. That's just baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
Poor little thing.
Oh, I see a reality show out of this.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Mama June. Welcome the Sogards. All right, let's wrap this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.